The South Dakota legislature is considering applying the death penalty only when public safety officials are murder victims. A state senator and retired judge says the death penalty does not deter criminals from committing murder, and he says capital punishment serves only as revenge in a violent society. But prosecutors testify that victims deserve justice. As prime sponsor of the bill, Senator Art Rush testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
You know, as far as I can tell, I'm the first legislator in the history of South Dakota who has personally sentenced a man to death.
The retired judge tells about his experience presiding over the second trial of Donald Mueller, who kidnapped, raped, and murdered 9-year-old Becky O'Connell in 1990.
It had a horrible effect on the jurors. I had one juror who had a nervous breakdown during the trial.
He says that testimony was also hard on courtroom personnel who staffed the trial. Senator Rush says his experience and studies indicate the death penalty does not act as a deterrent.
The only way that punishment is a deterrent is if the punishment is quick and certain.
Donald Mueller was executed in October 2012, about 22 years after he committed murder. Rush says, as a former prosecutor, he recognizes the value of the death penalty in plea negotiations.
If you plead guilty to this, we'll take the death penalty off the table. If you don't plead guilty, we're going to try to kill you.
But he says too often people who can't afford lawyers will take a plea to avoid death even if they didn't commit the crime. Prosecutors disagree.
Death penalty murderers who are eligible for the death penalty get the best lawyers in our state. Two at taxpayer expense.
In his role as Lawrence County State's Attorney, John Fitzgerald prosecuted three defendants for killing Chester Pogue in 1992. Fitzgerald says the death penalty results in better legal representation.
When they are executed, they've actually been given super due process, much more consideration than they ever gave to their innocent victims when they chose to murder them.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted in favor of the bill 5-1, with one excused. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.